If you saw a sailor with a broomstick strapped to his leg ascending and descending stairs aboard a ship, you'd certainly wonder why such a strange event was taking place. It all made sense to those aboard the USS Missouri as they prepared for the Japanese surrender ending World War II. The story is this edition of the American Countryside. In late August 1945, the battleship USS Missouri entered Tokyo Bay in anticipation of the formal Japanese surrender on September 2nd. Those aboard the ship were skeptical this was the end of the conflict.
Everybody was very nervous. Everybody thought it was a trick. In fact, on the day that the Japanese foreign minister and the chief of the army came to sign the surrender document, every gun on this ship was locked and loaded.
Michael Carr is president and COO of the USS Missouri Memorial Association. Much thought went into the events that day.
Shigemitsu, who was the foreign minister, had a wooden leg. And since the entire ceremony was timed down to the second, for a day ahead of time, they took a sailor, strapped a broomstick to his leg, and made him walk up and down the stairs.
The precisely timed event took place at a precisely planned spot.
The ship actually anchored at the exact longitude and latitude that Admiral Perry anchored in 1853. When, as part of America's Black Fleet, he sailed into Tokyo Bay and forced the Japanese to open to the world.
Other pieces of the ceremony were also tied to Perry's voyage here nearly a century earlier.
Everything in this ceremony was done deliberately with a purpose. And in order to make that point even stronger, they decided to fly Perry's flag.
No one ever looked at the flag before flying it halfway around the world for the ceremony. A protective backing had been sewn over it, and instead of removing it, the flag was displayed backwards with the stars in the upper right. The rest of the story next time as we travel the countryside. At Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McCrae.